evening. Thank you for joining us with the Hour of Power with Apostle Wade. We will be with you shortly.
So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I can tell everyone I know.
You thought I was worth saving.
So you came.
So you came and changed my life. You thought I.
Thank you for joining us tonight with the Hour of Power with Apostle Wade. Before we bring her again, I want to just remind everybody, if anyone wants to sow a seed into the life of the apostle, that you can do that two ways. You can call me, 302-401-8574. You can do a transaction over the phone, or you can mail it. And because it's easier, you can just call me to get the address to mail it to. My phone number again is 302-401-8574. Okay, Pastor Wade, your microphone is now live.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. God bless you, and God bless you. Happy Tuesday to you. I hope that wherever you are in the world, that it is bright and sunny. It's beautiful here on the beach. And so I'm just thanking God for just how wonderful the weather is on today. I'm sorry, I'm getting several text messages as I'm reading. Okay. So anyway, we want to thank the Lord for you joining us. Forgive me for that distraction. Of course, always we honor the Lord for Pastor Patricia Benjamin, amen, a wonderful woman of God, amen, a warrior in the work of the Lord, and we thank God for her, Glory United Ministry, and Dr. Gregory Scott, amen. I want you to continue to pray for her and all that God has assigned her hand to do. She absolutely loves the Lord, and she loves people. If you ever get to know her, she is just a friend to the body of Christ, just cares about people. On next Tuesday, she is having a special guest joining from, I believe she's either in Houston or Dallas, I'm not sure, Prophet Hamby, and if Pastor Benjamin is on the call later, then she can tell you more about it. But she is having a service on next Tuesday, and I believe it's actually going to begin at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m., and so I'm asking you all to support her in that program on next Tuesday. I believe it begins at 7 o'clock, but I'm not 100% sure. She can clear that up for us later. But we just want to be supportive of the people that are supportive of us. It is because of Pastor Benjamin that we come to you every week, her, Glory United Ministry, and Dr. Scott, that we're able to come to you every Tuesday, and I thank God for them with all of my heart. Also, I often forget to thank the Lord for our engineer, which is Rhonda Wade. We thank God for Rhonda. She is faithful to run those engineering boards, and it's no easy task. I can't master it. I can't figure it out. But we thank God that she's able to run the board and be of service to us. And just to all of you, hopefully, Pastor Mary, I was getting a text message from her. She's actually going to join us on the call. She's in prayer with somebody. Right when she was getting on the call, I think she said a young lady called in and said she had just found out she had cancer. So she's praying with her. Amen. Glory to God. Well, I want to share with you what was on my heart, what the Lord was saying to me. More so, he's speaking prophetically about what's happening in the now season, what's going on. And so he just began to speak. And I just want to give you a little exhortation, and then I'm going to have Pastor Marilyn share, and then we're going to close out in prayer so that I can finish packing my suitcase because I need to leave here about 5 in the morning going to the airport. I'm heading for Tucson, Arizona. But the Lord began to speak to me about the transitional period that we're about to embark upon. You know, we're in February, and so we're about to go to March. And when I think about just the month of March as a whole, historically, March used to be the first month of the year on the Roman calendar, and then some years later changed to be the third month of the year. But I thought about, you know, when I was a little girl, I used to get teased, especially by older people all the time. When they found out that I was born in March, they say, oh, Lord, you don't know what to expect out of her. You know, March is that thing, that month where you can expect anything to happen. You know, it could be bright and sunny, pouring down rain, a snowstorm and a blizzard, you know, and they would always talk about the March wind that would come in, and that March wind would come in, and then it would hit you. And if you look at the history of the meaning of the month of March and back on the Roman calendar, they always related the month of March to war or wartime. It could have been a rest from war, and then when March came in, it was the resuming of war. And I began really to just think about that. You know, not even sure, because that's not what I started to share on the night, but the Lord just began to put it in my spirit. And he was talking about this spirit of heaviness that a lot of people are dealing with. A lot of people have been dealing with this spirit of heaviness, feeling weighted and weighted down about things, you know, frustrated in the midst of their waiting, yet trusting God, but yet frustrated. Just a lot of unexpected news going on. You know, and so the Lord just began to deal with me about the spirit of heaviness. And then in the time that we're in, we really have to pay attention to the times, because the times mean something. A lot of times people will tell you, you know, as Christians, you don't worry about the time. Time is in God's hand. But we serve a God that teaches us to empower ourselves with wisdom, amen, and to know what's going on and to seek him, glory to God, and to seek him for what's going on in the times, what needs to manifest. God, this is what this season is about. This is what's going on in this month, this week, this day, and this is the God that I need you to be at this time. And so as we get ready to, within the next week and a half or so, to enter into the month of March, I want everyone to prepare themselves to expect anything. Now, that doesn't mean that it's going to be a bad thing. I was born in March, so that ought to tell you that good comes out of the month of March. Amen. But just prepare yourself because of the timing. Not even so much just the month. It's the timing. Amen. That it's going to be a transitional period for a lot of people. Amen. And I say, you know, believe God for your greater, the greater blessings, the greater positivity, the greater love release, you know, the greater dreams being manifest, the greater goals being accomplished. Believe him for the greater. Believe him for the positivity of the things, you know. Don't just always, because I said it's a time of transition, and prepare for anything, amen, that you just immediately go and prepare for the negative, because sometimes people do that. You'll prepare for the negative and forget that you serve a God of the positive. And when the negative presents itself, it's your opportunity to say, God, there is something in me that I need to say, see, and believe to change my situation or my circumstance, that the negativity does not define me, glory to God, but I will redefine the negativity. And so you got to get that in your mind. Those people that have been dealing with the spirit of heaviness, that you've gone through it, you know, for the last few months, carried over into 2017, you've been up and down. People have been emotional and, you know, just unexpected things. You know, people losing stuff, stuff not making sense. You know, people have been waiting on God, and it's like, God, you know, I'm still trusting you, but this wait is just becoming a little tedious here. I'm getting frustrated and tired. And so what happens is it creates that spirit of heaviness. You know, the old folks used to say Satan, the adversary of the devil, he's always busy, and he opposes our walk with God, and he will use many tricks or devices. He will send any tactic he can that will create the spirit of heaviness upon you. What is the spirit of heaviness? It's that weighty thing that is upon your life. When you look up heaviness, it talks about the dark, the darkish, the dim. It talks about the heavy, the dull, the faint. It talks about the weariness, the unbearable. It talks about sight being removed. Glory to God. It talks about the fire being gone out. Amen. And it talks about the fire for the good thing being gone out, but then it talks about the still smoking, slow burning thing that won't be extinguished in your spirit, and that's what causes you to be heavy. And so many times people are dealing with that, and so the month of March, people are going to experience some of that. But can I tell you, it does not have to be a long time dwelling amongst us. Literally, you can begin to speak to that thing and cast it out. You got to change your mind, believe in the greater, prepare yourself. You have to know that when this thing comes upon you, you've got to know what kind of meal you need to be eating for your spirit to get yourself together, to know that all things are going to work out. Listen, the Bible says here, and I'm probably just only going to read this scripture. It says here, the prophet Isaiah, he begins to speak prophetically, and he speaks of Jesus, and he says this in Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3. He says, the spirit of the sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captive, and release from darkness from their prisoners. Verse 2 says, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all who mourn. And verse 3 says, and provide for those who grieve in Zion to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness or the spirit of despair, is what this version says. They will be called trees. This version says oaks. They shall be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord to display his splendor. Glory to God. And this is the prophet speaking about. We belong, first of all, to the sovereign God, and he makes that statement. He begins to pronounce that thing. And in this transitional month that is about to occur, you've got to begin to pronounce that thing, that the spirit of the sovereign Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me. And then put a period right there. Put a period, no comma, no continuation, put a period right there so that that is your faith statement. The spirit of the sovereign Lord is upon me because he has anointed me, period. Amen. And when you put that period there, it says he's anointed me, and you're not going in just saying I'm anointed for this, I'm anointed to do this. He just anointed me. That whatever comes, I'm anointed for it. I can handle the situation. That it, when the spirit of heaven shows up, amen, that if the darkness of the continent, the darkness that wants to bring my heart down, the spirit that wants to bring heaviness, that wants to dim my vision, rob my hope, amen, to remove me from the place of faith and favor, that will make things look so dim and weird, that causes the feeling of oppression, that quenches my faith, it may come over me, amen, but I am anointed for this. I am anointed to handle this. And so when these things begin to show up, it's time for me to realize I'm anointed for this. So I've got to say to the thing that in spite of the situation, in spite of the circumstance, in spite of the transition, because transition means change is coming. Transition is one of those words where you see movement. Amen. It's not a word that's like stop. Stop is definitive. That means don't move nowhere. Transition speaks of movement. And so even though I'm in this place of transition, I will not stay here. Why won't I stay here? Because I'm anointed for this. I'm anointed to deal with it, to handle it, to overcome it, to be an overcomer, to come out on top and then tell somebody else that he is able to do the very same thing for me. Why? Because he anointed me, amen, to preach good news to the poor. That's what that Bible says. He's anointed me to teach somebody, tell somebody, show somebody, be the example for somebody, that you don't have to be brokenhearted forever, that you don't have to feel like you're in bondage forever, that this spirit of heaviness that has dimmed our sight, put restraints on us, it's a temporary thing because we're anointed to handle even the restraints. We're anointed to handle the frustration. We're anointed to handle the and we understand that our anointing is such a driving factor in our life that we won't stay there, because transition means that we're coming up out of there. It's a transitional period, amen, and we will not stay stuck in the midst of that. Why? Because we got to go on and proclaim to somebody the year of the Lord's favor. Amen. The year of the Lord's favor and the vengeance of God that will comfort all of us that have been going through this spirit, this heaviness, this weighty thing that just wants to show up in our life. You know, as March comes and we prepare for anything, I don't know about you, but I'm prepared for good. But, you know, sometimes in order to get to the good, you have to have a short visit with the negative, the bad. Amen. I've always said that you cannot have a true testimony of God being your healer unless you're sick. Glory to God. If you never had a sick day in your life, you never had a pain, a diagnosis, an ailment, glory to God, then you can never tell anybody for real, that God is your healer, because he's not healed you of that. Amen. But when you've gone through something, glory to God, when you've gone through something, then you're able to tell somebody that I know he's a healer, that because in my sick time, I was anointed for that sickness. I was anointed to go through what I went through so that I can tell somebody else that God is able to to do absolutely, positively, exceedingly abundantly more than he's ever asked or think. Amen. More than we can ever ask or think. More than we can ever ask or think. Amen. That he's anointed. He's powerful. He's a great God. Amen. And the spirit of heaviness that will overcome me during these times, I realize that they're just temporary. Glory to God. The Bible says this in Psalms 42. I'm going to read this. Psalms 42, 5 and 6, it says, "Why are you downtrodden, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan and the heights of Hermon and of Mount Meriah." The key here is to focus on God and not the circumstances. Glory to God. To focus on God and not the circumstances. Hallelujah. Why are you downcast? Glory to God. Begin to shake that. And let me tell you some ways, just some very simple ways that we can overcome the spirit of heaviness in our life. The first thing is that we got to recognize that something has gone awry. Something is wrong. Amen. This is not how I'm supposed to feel. This is not how I'm supposed to respond, that I am a child of God, and I believe it. So I recognize that something is wrong. That this, if it's a negative thing, is not the will of God for me. And I want you to read Romans 8:31. It says, "What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" So the first thing to do when you are working through the process of overcoming that spirit of heaviness that may attach, amen, when we go through this transition, and I know it's coming because the Lord changed what I was supposed to say to share this, and he specifically spoke to me about the month of March, amen, get ready. And let me tell you, I want to gear myself up and get ready now. I want to recognize and throw it out because I plan to celebrate me in the month of March. My birthday's not till the end of March. It's not till the 25th, but I'm going to start celebrating now. Matter of fact, I'm having a pre-celebration party all by myself within my spirit now, and I'm going to celebrate. I'm going to live in expectation every day. Glory to God. Amen. That the spirit of heaviness, amen, negative things, setbacks, they won't come and be victorious in my life. That they may come, but they won't be victorious in my life. They will not be victorious and bringing me down, causing my vision to be dim, amen, robbing me of my faith. They will not be victorious because I'm anointed for that. I'm anointed for whatever's going to show up in my life, and I got to recognize it. Glory to God, amen, and understand that if God be for me, who can be against me? The second thing is, don't believe the negativity, amen. You think it, amen, and then you become under the influence of it when you begin to embrace it. Sometimes we overthink things. Sometimes we're going dealing with problems, challenges, situations, or concerns. Many times that we overthink the process. You know, it's just like back in the 70s. You know, some of you on the call are not old enough to remember back there, but back in the 70s, one of the things we used to do back in the 70s, they were still having a lot of house parties. You know, so we would have different little house parties back in the 70s, and, you know, the music would be pumping, and then there could be this one person in the house that just had a recent breakup. And when they had a recent breakup, they was going to find that love song to put on and begin to play. We had record players back then. And they were going to put on that record player, and they was going to play that love song that brought them down and talked all about the Joneses, and they crying, and then everything is slow. And next thing you know, that one person had influence over the entire house because it changed the mood. And you had some other folk that began to tap into it, because even though they were not quite where that person was, where they were feeling the despair or the spirit of heaviness, if you will, that they weren't there, they were close there. And so now this influence has begun to circulate, and next thing you know, that they're connecting with that. And then you had others that were just walking around, not paying it any attention, not letting it affect them in any way. Can I tell you, that's what we got to do. Some things we don't need to give our attention to. Amen. Some things we don't need to let it come in and change our atmosphere and influence us to the negative side. Glory to God. But we're anointed for it, so we need to pull everything to the positive side. Accept no criticism. of yourself. During the month of March, don't let anybody come and criticize you. Amen. Don't let anybody come and talk down to you. Amen. And don't you be critical on yourself during this transitional period. Amen. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, we destroy arguments and every proud obstacle of the obstacle to the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive, amen, to obey Christ. Amen. We're putting it all in his hand. Be careful what people say to you, what you say to people, what people say about you, and you receive it. Sometimes folks just want to come and ride at you crazy. Let me tell you, there's an art called walk away. There's an art called hang up the phone. There's an art called delete them from your Facebook page. There's an art called block their number. Amen. That while you're in the midst of transition and you're going somewhere and somebody always wants to bring you some negativity, I'm telling you, during the month of March, this transitional time, it's time for you to cut it off. Glory to God, because it means you no good, and it will cause a continuation of the spirit of heaviness. And if you don't cut it off, then after a while, the influences of that person or that situation will begin to take over you and pull you over to the negative. Glory to God. Amen. The third thing is that you put on a garment of praise. Listen, praise music is a beautiful thing. I said last week worship was a gap filler. Worship is a beautiful thing. Get you some worship music. But when you're dealing with the spirit of heaviness, get you some praise music. Get you some music where you can get caught up in, where you can be in your car jamming, you can be in the house, you can walk from one end of the house to the other, where you can have your own personal praise party. It don't matter whether your steps look together, if your feet coordinate, if you're tapping to the music, but you're creating a praise that is going to shift the dynamics of your situation, because you are celebrating in the midst of what you should, when the people believe that you should be down, you're creating a celebration. You're creating a praise. When the spirit of heaviness said you're supposed to be waiting, sitting here depressed, amen, wake up crying, go to the bathroom crying, eat crying, lay down crying, and you're saying, no, if I'm going to cry, then I'm going to cry in praise about how much I love the Lord. Amen. Take action. That's what you're going to have to do. Take some action. Glory to God. Begin to thank him. Begin to sing praise and glorify him. And then if it's hard for you to do, get loud. Sometimes people are afraid to get loud, but get loud. Get loud. Anytime you get loud, it creates a distraction. You ever been out somewhere and you seen somebody yell and holler and everybody turned around? Well, they only called John, but about 100 folks were turned around. Not because they said your name, but because they got loud and you heard something that drew your attention away from. Amen. And that's what you want to do. Get that praise on. Get loud about it, as loud as you need to do to draw your attention away from. Amen. So that you can begin to get the strength you need. Amen. Become aggressive if you need it. Wrestle down that spirit of heaviness and command it to sit down somewhere in your life. Because while you're anointed to deal with it, and there are some parts of the process that we may have to go through, and you're anointed to deal with that too. You're not anointed to stay there. You're anointed to come out of there. You're anointed to come out on top. You're anointed to be blessed. You're anointed to prosper. You're anointed for all of those things. Why? Because the word says that he will give you the beautiful ashes. He says that he's going to give you the oil of gladness instead of mourning, that you're going to walk around. And a matter of fact, in the spiritual realm, you're going to change your clothes and put on the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. And when you begin to do this, it says then that you will be called trees. Or in this version, it says oaks of the righteousness. Glory to God. Oak tree is one of the toughest trees. They said that it's around. They live the longest. There was a tree recently had something like, they count the rings, and it was like, I don't know how many thousands of rings. And they said that tells you the age of the tree is the rings that they have around it. But people often talk about the mighty oak. Can I tell you, in this transitional period, God wants to build us to be the mighty oaks of righteousness. Why? Because we're the planting of the Lord. Why do we need to be that? So that when others will look at us, it's like the old folk used to say, they're going to look at you and wonder how you got over. They're going to look at you and wonder how did you make it through. They're going to look at you and wonder why you're still standing. When folk walk away from you, family break up, family come together, job not working, job promotion, whatever the case may be, good, bad, or indifferent, you're going to be that tree, that righteous tree that's standing in the midst of it. And when they look at you, they will have to say that nobody but God was able to do this. Can I tell you, in this month of March, I saw when I began to pray about this, that people are going to begin to turn things over to people, that they're going to just begin to give blessings unto people, not holding, you didn't ask for it, you didn't expect it. I just saw hands signing away things. Folks were saying, I don't want to fight. The families are healing in this month of March, but you got to work the process because you're anointed. Glory to God. Rhonda, is Pastor Merrill on the call? Because you are anointed. You are anointed for this. Glory
to God. She's on the call. I need you to press 1, please.
Glory to God. Pastor Merrill, press 1 if you're on the call. Glory to God. You're anointed to handle all of this. Amen. And I believe God. I don't know about you, but I believe God. I have some things before the Lord and the spirit of heaviness that has been upon me. I have been refusing to entertain it since the end of 2016. Amen. That I begin a new change, amen, in my life and how I begin to see things. And I am trusting God. Glory to God. I'm trusting him like never before because I am anointed. Is she on the call?
Yes, her microphone is live already.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen, because I am anointed for this. We're going through some processes and just some different things. Even when I was talking to Pastor Merrill, she was saying to me on last week, she said, I just can't get away from the heart. You know, she had to preach, and she said, I can't get away from the heart. And I was thinking about that even today. It's like because that's where the seat of our emotions are. And so many times our hearts are entangled with so much stuff. Glory to God. So much stuff. And can I tell you, this is not the time to be confused either. Amen. This is not the time. When you feel that confusion is upon you, amen, it's time for you to realize that you're anointed to come out of that thing, that that's a part of that spirit of heavens. Amen. Why? Because confusion can create darkness. Confusion can also create compromise, and compromise can also create surrender. So you've got to be anointed to begin to deal with the processes, the challenges, and the changes in your life, because God wants us to have the better. You know, and it's not even just material things. Can I tell you that God just wants us to be happy? He wants us to be so full of love. He wants us to be full of joy. Amen. He doesn't want us to be condemners of others, and he doesn't want others to be condemning us. You know, when we grew up in church, they taught us about that. You know, that we had the right as in Christians to condemn people, but no one ever thought about the effect that the words was having on other people. Nobody ever thought about how we were putting the spirit of heaviness on people because we were telling them, you just ain't no good. You're just nothing. Can I tell you, do not entertain that. Do not entertain that in your life. Amen. If you like me, fine. If you don't, move on, please. Amen. Take several seats. Do whatever you need to do to get out of my presence because I'm here. I'm alive and I'm in charge and I'm going to say it to be seen by people because God has anointed me. Why? Because the Bible says that he called me to be this mighty oak, this tree of righteousness. And he called all of us to do that. Amen. And so if you're entertained in that spirit of heaviness, and I'm getting ready to turn this over to Pastor Mary, I want her to share whatever it is on her heart. And then, of course, she's going to take charge of prayer requests. And so if you have a prayer request, I want you to call. If you've already done that, I want you to press 1 on the phone so that you can get your prayer request in. If you have a comment, and I want you to go ahead and hit that now because sometimes she has to move the board up and down depending upon how many people are online. If you're if you're in a chat room calling or listening from your computer, you can send a message to Rhonda through the chat room. Do whatever you can, or pick up the phone if you need to call and press that one. And I want you to go ahead and press it now. Can I tell you, it's your season to be blessed. God made us a promise. He's going to open up the windows, amen, and he's going to allow us to overcome the spirit of heaviness. Isaiah 61:3, go back and read it. There's a outfit that we need to be wearing, and it's called the garment of praise. Pastor Merrill, come on and say something.
Praise the Lord, Apostle. Thank God for all that you shared with us already this evening. And I just want to say, just along with what you're saying, God has just been really dealing with, like you said, even with what's going on and what's going to happen in March, is the thing that we've got to do is get our hearts in the right place. Actually ministering to people and trying to get them to understand that a lot of times they're walking through things and going through so much stuff, and we get so sin conscious, we get so afraid that God's not going to love us. I need you to understand that God is not going to do anything else concerning your sin. He's already done what he's going to do concerning your sin, and he's already paid the price for that. Don't weigh yourself down with things that people have spoken over you and said over you and carry those kind of things in your heart to the point where you're angry and bitter or feeling that you're not good enough to be what God has called you to be, because he has already given up his son to pay the price for our sin. So what God is trying to get us to do is to understand the price that has been paid for us, so that we will, in our hearts, love him so greatly that when we represent him, we represent the love of God. And so in our walking through this process, in our going through, regardless of what's coming at us, we have received the love of God so much so that there is nothing that can penetrate that love and cause us to think that we are less than what God says that we are. And so we've got to move forward and press forward, understanding that if God thought we were good enough for him to allow his only begotten son to die for us, we need to receive that and accept that love and walk in that thing and understand that. And I shared with my son, I said, you know, a lot of people think, well, I don't know all the words, you know, and I haven't been in the word. If you just know one scripture, and I shared this with them, and if the only scripture that you know is that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life, then if you just speak that over your life every day, every time something come up, you will begin to feel and know the love of God so much so that nothing that anybody says to you or against you can even penetrate you, because you have received his love. Yes, you're going to walk through some things. You're going to go through some things. He even gave me the scripture in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, where it talks about us, this light affliction that we're going through. We will continue to go through things because the enemy is trying to get us off course and keep us from receiving the promises that God has for us. God is never trying to take anything from us. He is always trying to get something to us and get us in the relationship with him that we can have the abundant life. And as the apostle said earlier, it's not about stuff. It's about having a life that is so filled in him that he will give you the desires of your heart because you're so full of him. That's one desire that he wants greatly. We put everything else in that place where he needs to be, and he's allowing things in our lives to get us our attention so that we can put him where he's supposed to be. And so stay prayed up. Stay and keep on praising. Not, you know, I put this thing on Facebook. I don't even remember who the pastor was. He was singing all these worship songs, and a lot of the songs were songs that he changed over from things that were sung in the world. But he was just saying that when you need a love song and you want to worship God, you got to sing a love song to God. You got to let him know just how much you love him. You got to let him know that you're in this and you're in this relationship and you're serious about this relationship, because that's what he wants with us, relationship.
Yeah.
It begins in our heart of hearts that we have a relationship and a loving and kind relationship one with another. When we can't love ourselves and think of ourselves as worthy, it is very difficult for us to receive or give the love that God wants us to give.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. That is awesome. I want you, Rhonda, let us know if you have any callers online. Amen, Pastor Merrill, for what you said. Amen, 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 and amen again. And as you were talking, I just really kept hearing the Lord say, this is not the season. I had this conversation with Vanessa, Minister Gator, out of New York on this past week, just about where we are as a people, that, you know, we've got to get to the point. You know, a lot of times you go to church and you just hear folks saying, you're blessed, you know, God gonna bless you, God gonna bless you, God gonna bless you, God gonna bless you. Can I tell you, amen, this is not the day for that. God wants you to know that you're the blessing. He wants you to know that you're the blessing. Glory to God. And so, you know, there are some things that's going to be attracted to us. It's just like metal. Certain metals are attracted to the magnet. Why? Because it was created to draw in what it is, what it's attracted to. And so it's created to draw in. It'll pick up some nails. Why? Because it's attracted to that. And there are things that are just attracted to us that are going to come to us when we realize that we are the blessing. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he's going to open doors. He's going to do some things for us, but we are the blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I just really thank God for that. I want God to begin to show us that, too. Even the day when I was praying, also, and I said, well, probably in the middle of the morning when I was praying, I was saying, Lord, I said, even for the people, some of you all is what I call have loose seed, and your loose seed has just been all scattered everywhere. And sometimes when your seed is loose and it's not been planted or deposited in the right place, it don't give you the harvest that you need. Amen. It's almost like them chia pets. They'll grow up for a little while, then eventually they'll die off. You get a little bit of a harvest, that little green all over the little chia pet, and it's all looking good. Amen. And eventually it'll die off. Can I tell you, we're entering in the day when you understand that the blessing that you are, and you obey God when it comes to even your seed, glory to God, amen, that you will begin to experience a never-ending harvest, amen, and nobody's going to have to tell you that. It's because it's attracted to you. It belongs to you, amen. And so just all that, I've just had so many things on my mind about just where we are as a people. We are the blessing. Get it in your heart. Get it in your mind, amen. We are the blessing, amen. Stop just asking God to give you favor and ask God to position you in the place where favor comes from you. Amen. And people need to come to you to get the favor because of the anointing. You're anointed for this. We're anointed for this. Pastor Merrill said, get it in your heart. Rhonda, who do you have on the call?
The last four digits are 5463. Your microphone is live.
Amen. I have truly enjoyed the word coming from both pastors on tonight. And I just would like for you to pray for me, Pastor, because I am exhausted. I have no strength, no energy. I just don't feel like doing anything at all.
Wow. Wow. Well, Pastor, don't you hang up. And we want everybody praying. That is Pastor Patricia Benjamin. Amen. And we look, when the soldier's down, we got to come, amen, and war on their behalf. So, Pastor Merrill, I want you to speak to the woman of God and begin to pray for her.
God bless you, Pastor Benjamin. God, we just bless you and honor you and thank you for this mighty woman of God who continues to pour out and pour out and pour out and pour out. So, Father, we thank you for the restoration, Lord, for the restoring of her strength from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. We thank you, Father, for anointing her afresh and anew, that all that she has poured out will return to her 100-fold. We bless you, Lord God. Everything that she has given out, give it back to her, Lord, financially, mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally. She has just poured out all week long. So, Father, we just thank you for restoration. You are the God that restores unto us all that the locusts and the canker worm and the pommel worm have taken from us. You have promises in your word that you will restore. So, Father, we thank you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise for restoring her strength, Lord. Her strength mentally more than anything else, because it's just draining her. The very thought process of all that's on her to do, Lord, is that the mental exhaustion. We thank you for renewing her mind, Lord. We praise you.
God.
We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, Lord. that no weapon is formed against her shall prosper. Lord, we bless you. We give you glory. We thank you for increasing her ministry, Lord, for the seed that she has sown into this network to be a blessing to others, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you,
yes,
Father, that she shall see a return on all that she,
yes,
has,
sir,
poured out, that even she will be in awe of the things that you've given to,
yes,
her, and not just tangible physical things, but that she will feel even in her spirit and in her emotions and in her heart of hearts that she will know that you have touched her afresh and anew, Lord, a greater and a stronger anointing,
yes,
on her life, Lord, even,
yes,
the more that she will prophesy, even the more that the anointing on her life as a prophet will be increased, and Father, in accuracy in everything that she does, Lord, I bless you and I praise you and I give you the glory for it. In Jesus' name I pray.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Thank,
amen,
you,
Lord.
And I'm asking everyone that's listening to continue to pray for Pastor Benjamin. She juggles a lot of stuff all the time.
Yes.
So I want you to continue,
yes,
to pray for the woman of God. Amen. We love her. We want her to be well, well, well. Amen. Amen. Pastor, before you go, can you remind us of the timing of the program next Tuesday?
Yes. Thank you, Rhonda, for putting my mic back on. The program, and thank you, Pastor Merrill, for that wonderful prayer. I really felt the presence of God. I felt a burden lift up out of my belly. I just feel overwhelmed right now. But the program next Tuesday, the 28th of February, will begin at 7 p.m. East Coast time. So, and our speaker is none other than Apostle, Overseer, Pastor Evangelist Ruby Handy from, I think, Illinois, Texas, or whatever, but she knows where she's from. Praise God. Just be on the call and be blessed. Pastor Wade, know her personally. We all had a good time in El Paso and those shoes. Yes, Lord,
yeah,
we thank you for the shoes.
Amen.
Look like Mary Poppins, but we thank you for the shoes, though.
Amen. So we plan on supporting that. Amen. I was telling,
yeah,
them last week, she's an unusual prophet, but she is a prophet indeed. Amen. And,
and
so
don't
we
be
want
frightened because her voice is heavier than mine.
Amen. That's right. She
My
has a very strong
voice.
Yeah.
Oh, bless
you, man. So we definitely want to support, spread the word, amen, spread the word, everyone, to be on the call, amen. Mm-hmm. Pastor Benjamin, we love you, amen. We
thank
love
you,
Roger. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Ron, do you have any other callers?
Yes, 8166, your microphone is live. Bye.
Hello, hello, Pastor Wade and Pastor Merrill. I love you guys. I can't wait to see you. I need prayer. Everything is looking like it's turning upside down, but I know that the world is upside down. God's way is not this way. So just, I need prayer to help me hold on to what I know
is this Mama
that
Rosa?
Is right. Yes, ma'am.
Is this Mama Rosa? Hey,
yes,
y'all, that's Mama Rosa calling from Tucson, Arizona. Amen.
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 Amen. I'm going to be with them on tomorrow in Arizona. Pastor Mel, come on, talk to Mama Rosa and pray for her.
Father, thank you for Mama Rosa, Lord. We've heard her prayer request, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for making her see in the midst of what she's feeling. Let her see your hand upon her. Make her to,
yeah,
know that you are the one that's turning things around. You're the one that's,
yeah,
causing things to happen differently. Because this is the time and the season and the year shifting and changing. And change is different. And change never looks like what we think it ought to look like. But Father, in the midst of what she's walking through right now, I thank you for giving her the strength to hold on to her faith in you. And
yes,
know,
God,
dear God, that you are the God God, of her life and of the vision that you have given her, Lord. Help her to know that you have not lied to her concerning the things that you have promised her. Make her to know that you're not like man that should lie, but you said a thing, you're going to bring to the pass. So help her to hold on to the promises, Lord God, that you have given her shown her spoken her. She is such a servant for the kingdom of God. She always serves us. Every time we go, she is such a servant. So, Father, bless her. Bless her and the desire that she has to continue to serve you and to give you glory in her life. I pray for her. I pray for her family and her grandchildren, Lord. I thank you, God, that you have moved like never before in thy life. Father, you know the burden on her heart, even concerning her children and her children's children. We thank you, God, for moving on her behalf and for making her to know that you got it. That you, even the scripture that you gave us that gave me earlier tonight was that your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Take on your yoke, Lord. To take on your yoke is an easy thing to carry, and it's a light. And trust you with all the things that's bringing on heaviness to us. This is a time and a season where we really have to honestly and openly release all of it to you. We would not hold on to anything but give it all to you and know that you will perfect those things that concern her. And I bless you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Mama Rosa. Amen. I thank God. First thing she started off by saying, she said, I need prayer, but I know God will. I know He's going to turn it. And we got to have that mindset. There has to be a knowing within us. Amen. Rhonda, do you have anyone else?
Yes, 3541. Your microphone is live.
Hey, Apostle Mama, it's Dara.
Hey, man, that's Prophet Dara McLean calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Amen. That is one of my spiritual babies. Amen. Yes. In the ministry, she's a prophet of God, been with me a long time in ministry. Amen. A servant par excellence. Amen.
Amen. And you know, the word was awesome concerning the month of March. You know, my great grandmother, oh my God, she spoiled me rotten growing up. And so when I got married this time, I got married on March the 7th. That was her date of birth. So I am looking so forward to celebrating our third year marriage. And the word was right on time. Hallelujah. Yeah. We traveled just a little bit. So I thank you. Thank you so much. The closer it gets to March the 7th, the happier I get. So I'm going to stand up and announce to the devil who I am and God. And me and my husband are going to enjoy ourselves the whole month of March. I have expectations because you put it in place for me. Thank you, and I'm interceding for this program, Apostle Sherilyn, because it is so wonderful. I just want it to keep spreading and spreading, and I want people to sow seed into this ministry because you are doing so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen. I love you. I love you. Rhonda's going to mute your mic, but don't hang up. Amen, because I want you to hear. I'm getting ready to tell a little bit of her business. Amen. You know, she was married before, and she was her husband passed away, and she was a widow. And I'm saying this to all the single ladies that's on the phone, whoever, how many ever were on the phone. And so as she began to talk and just began to celebrate her excitement, amen, as we enter into this transitional season. And remember I said, don't expect the negative, know the positive. So she's already on it, and she's excited about celebrating March 7th for her husband. And I thought about it, you know, we laugh about it, is that sometimes we get close to missing our blessing. Hear me now, single ladies. Sometimes we get close to missing our blessing. You know, she had been married, and, you know, she went through and she loved her husband. She had a good husband. Amen. I knew her first husband, good man of God. And so, you know, and God had a blessing just for Dara that Dara almost kind of sort of came close to missing. Amen. Because she just
You know, sometimes we just stuck in our ways. Hello, I know I'm talking to somebody on here. Sometimes we're just stuck in our ways. And she almost missed that blessing. And her husband said to her before they got married, he said to her, I want to love you. I said, shut your mouth. What are you, this man is saying, he said, I want to love you. He said, I believe she told me that I prayed, that he said he prayed and asked God, could he have her? Hallelujah. And he said, I want to love you. And now you got to go and pray and ask God too. And I thank God. I remember when she said, when daddy began to talk to me and told me that I was my husband, she said, I said, well, shoot. Okay. Can I tell you, God gave her a fabulous husband. This man loves her, supports her, pushes her in ministry, pushes her in education, pushes her in family, pushes her to do whatever it is that she wants to do. He is so supportive and loving. Amen. Why am I saying that? Because somebody on this phone, God wanted you to know, I got a good gift waiting for you. And don't miss the good gift because of your mindset. Don't miss it. You have a talk with the Father. That's what Prophet Deborah had to do. She had to have a talk with the Father. Amen. And God blessed her. Amen. Rhonda, hit her button again. Hit Prophet Deborah's button again. Amen. And Prophet Deborah, is he a good gift?
Yes, ma'am, he's a good gift. Hey, man, you know, I remember long years ago, Apostle Mama, when I was married to Willie, my first husband, y'all, was 20 years older than me. And so the Lord had talked to me and he had told me that my husband was going to enter in years before I did, die before I did. And he asked me if I wanted another husband. And I told him, no, I just gonna marry you. He said, I can even give you a better one. I said, okay, we're going to leave that question mark in the dementia. And I still went back and told God, I don't want another husband. I want to marry you. But I had been married for 23 years, and being a widow for 4, I wasn't lonely because I had the Holy Ghost, but I was alone, and I didn't like that. So I went back to God, and I said, now, Daddy, I said, I was created for man, so you got to send me one. And I described my boogaboo to him, and I got everything I wanted plus some because, see, I forgot to tell him I wanted a black one. And he gave me a white one. But I love my husband. And I thank God because he is the priest of my house.
Amen, amen. So that's for somebody. I don't know who on the call. You know, I'm never with Rhonda. We could be sometimes in the same house, sometimes in different cities. So I don't know who's on there. I can't read the board. But I just feel in my spirit that's for somebody, even if it's for nobody but me. Amen. That God got. I was trying to lead a little white thing out. Glory to God, because she had me cracking up on that. She said, Lord, you need to send him to the tanning bed or something. He need to get a little darker or something. Glory to God. But can I tell you, God knows the color, the shape, the size, and the age that you need for your life. Somebody that's going to compliment you, bless you, make you feel like the queen. You can make him feel like the queen. I told her when I talked to her earlier today, I said, God sent you, oh, my God. This man told her today he don't think he wanted for dinner today because it was warm with some hot dogs on the grill. I said, shut your mouth. What in the world is going on? The man just wants some hot dogs on the grill. You know, and he's a blessing. And can I tell you, because she honors me, her husband honors me. Her husband honors me. I went to Tulsa recently, not there to do any business for them. Went to Tulsa for a funeral, and he didn't want there to be no lack in my life. Her husband. Come on, I'm talking to somebody. Let me not stay on that. One day we're going to do a two-day single seminar on a call. We're going to work that out where we can minister to the singles. Because can I tell you, you don't have to be single long. But you don't have to be married long either. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. We don't have any more callers.
All right, double check the board quickly, amen, just to make sure that there are no more callers. I want to say God bless to everyone. Pray. When you pray, pray for the call. Pray for the people that never say anything. We have people that call in and they never say anything, but we don't want them to forget. You know, sometimes people are a little shy about talking or don't want to talk or just want to listen, but we want to pray for everybody that calls in. So in your prayer time, just to God, I don't know who they are, what location they're in, but you know the person that dialed that number. You know the person that put in that web address. Pray for Glory United Ministries. Pray for all of their needs and all of the things that they have going on. Pray for Pastor Merrill and her ministry and all that God has for her to do. She's a phenomenal gift to the kingdom of God, and so we certainly thank the Lord for her. Amen. And then lift me up in prayer. All that God has for me to do, I want to accomplish it. All that God has for me to do. If it, for any reason, the Lord leads you, amen, to sow a seed. We don't beg anybody for money, ask any money, but there are people that said, I want to sow a seed into the word. And we've done teachers on that, that I want to sow a seed into the word. I want to sow a seed into the program. If for any reason you feel led to do that, you can send that according to the instructions that Rhonda gave you. She can give you her number again because I don't know what it is by heart. The mailing address is 2144 Kimball, K-I-M-B-A-L-L Circle, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23455. Or you can swipe a card. We use technology. Amen. And so you can call her to swipe a card. Amen. However it is that the Lord leads you, you may just want to write a letter. You may be one of those people that never talk. You may just want to write a letter and say, look, I don't have any money to send you, but I want to send you my prayer request. Amen. Put it in the mail. Glory to God. We are here by the grace of God, amen, and the favor of God. And so we want to be a blessing while we can. Pastor Merrill, last words and closing prayer in your hand, amen, and then you can turn it back over to Rhonda.
Father, we bless you and we thank you for this time that you've given us together and for speaking to our hearts and reminding us of who we are to have our expectations in. And Lord, we bless you, we give you glory for honoring even this time that we have together. Bless everyone that's been on the line, Lord. Bless all those with the prayer requests. I pray again for Jean. Lord, I ask that everyone please lift up Jean in your prayers as she deals with breast cancer, that God will do what needs to be done in her life and in her time and season now. I just ask you that you continue to make us aware that you're always present with us and that you never leave us, nor do you ever forsake us. I pray for Apostle Wade, Lord, that you continue to bless her, even on this journey, Lord. Let this be a time and a season for her, for there is no lack, Lord, that every need that she has for this journey will be met, Lord. I thank you, Father, for even when she goes there, that whatever needs to be done, and you know how she is when she gets to Tucson, she will do whatever it is that needs to be done for the people to strengthen her, Lord, for all that's before her. Give her the wisdom to say no when she needs to say no. And God, help her even the more to strengthen the anointing on her life to be a vessel that can be used by you during this season. Father, we thank you for a fresh appointment of your spirit upon her, Lord, that the anointing be even greater and even stronger on her as she ministers to the people and meets the people's needs. Lord, we thank you that they will honor her and honor the gift that she is to the kingdom of God. We pray, Lord God, you'll continue to open many doors for her, that this is a time and a season, Lord, where everything that's been closed will now be open and released to her, and these are doors that she may not have ever gone through before, but that the word has gone forth before her. And so, Father, we thank you. We give you a blessing for it. We thank you for Rhonda, Lord, and her faithfulness to operate the board, Lord. Continue to bless her. Thank you for her job, Lord. Thank you for meeting her needs. Thank you for her car. Thank you for meeting every need for her, Lord. Thank you for her own place and the desire that she has to be on her own. We thank you, Father, for everything that she desires, Lord, for the sacrifices that she has made to be a blessing to her mom, that you honor her and bless her because she's been a blessing to her. Father, we just thank you. We just thank you for who you are and thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. We thank you that you indeed are perfecting those things that concern us. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. Continue to bless Dr. Scott and Pastor Benjamin, and we pray even now for the service that they have coming on the 28th, Lord, that it will be mighty and they will be truly blessed by the people that have been online, that will come in and call in online to hear what it is that this mighty woman of God is doing. We bless you and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Sister Rhonda.
Rhonda.
Okay. All right. Okay. We want to thank you for joining us. Again, that phone number is 302-401-8574. You can call me for the address or to swipe if you need to. So we'll see. You can do the card over the phone. You will get a receipt. I promise it's safe and secure. You can do that. 302-401-8574. Thank you for joining us, and you guys have a good night.
Good night. Much love. Good night.